welcome to another episode of Words of Wellness. I am Dr. Joshua Wells, and I am so excited that you have decided to have some time with me today. Whenever you're listening to this, I am so thankful that you took the time to be a part of our conversation today. Today we are going to go down a topic that is very much been raised, the awareness of it has been so much in our community, globally, nationally, even in Hollywood, all over the world. And it has really had an impact on everyone. And it's not just the topics that we think of, but it has literally so many different areas to where people don't even understand their now, their past, and how it has been on a trajectory all because of trauma. Trauma is so common that we don't even recognize it sometimes. And many times when there is trauma in someone's life, those that have not experienced the same amount, we can be very insensitive to those areas. We would say, oh, well, they should just get over that. Thinking, does it really take that long? Did they hurt you that bad? To where this is still affecting them? And then on the other side, you have that person that is just screaming for help and don't even recognize it. Why is that? Just because sometimes these effects of trauma sometimes have been blacked out. If you experience trauma in your early years, and I say from 11 and under, and it never got dealt with, it just got suppressed or pushed under the rug, or you just left it with Big Mama and the family, and so it just went on away, but you never got peace that you were looking for. I guarantee you there's parts of your life that are still holding on to those issues. And so when we talk about trauma, I want us to go through these next few episodes. I don't know. Wherever we just go with it. But so many times, I want us to grasp hold of what that loved one, that person that we know are going through trauma, either currently, they have some trauma, whether mild or severe, or they've never dealt with it, and you're that friend that's noticing some changes or some things that need to happen in their life, but you just don't know what. Well, I don't need counseling for it. I just got with it. I can go to bed. I can go to sleep. I can function. Yeah, and all those things may be true. But how are you handling it on other people and you don't even realize it, that it's the cause of the trauma in your life that you never got dealt with? There's a lot of things that we need to be aware of when we're dealing with just the general public, but also our family and friends as well. There's many things that many people know of in the mental health world, but also through life. Many people have heard of the ACEs questionnaire. And these are adverse childhood experiences that you that people have experienced. And we use this, or clinically, we use the ACEs questionnaire is used to determine the level of trauma that one has encountered. And with that, it's shocking to hear, because this is what you'll understand as we go through some of these. You will see where some trauma you would have never thought of as trauma. You would have thought it was a cultural norm. Sometimes we don't understand the power or the weight, I should say, of that word trauma. But when you've lived it and understood it, it is something that sometimes you never forget. Because it also has the power to shape you as well. So one example of trauma is not having enough to eat. You had to wear dirty clothes or had no one to protect or to take care of you. Imagine that kid that at school, if you're a teacher, you would see this, or or if you're in school now, or even if you were in grade school and elementary or whatever, there was that kid that never brought anything to eat. They were either always asking you for 50 cents to get something from the vending machine, or if you didn't eat all of your food, they would take of it and as well, or you would see them storing food. Now, this is not to call anyone out or make anyone feel less than, but I'm trying to bring an awareness of what trauma may be, and we don't even recognize it. Because when you don't have enough to eat, and when you're at school, that's the only meal you can rely on. And then if you see them trying to take it home, they probably have some siblings because they don't have enough to eat. They had to wear dirty clothes. Why? Because mom and dad either weren't there. It was an unhealthy situation. And I wish I could say that every home and every parent, everybody that is a parent, was healthy, was making the right decisions, was making sure that their family was taken care of and not themselves. But it's not the case. If you ever worked in the social work field, you know what I'm talking about. So people who are now growing up, they're adults now, but that was their childhood, trying to find something to eat, wearing dirty clothes, and had no one to protect you. They've been shaped by this. And now they are able to make sure that kids, not even their own, but even in the neighborhood, they're going to make sure that others have food to eat. They're going to make sure that everyone is safe at night. They're going to make sure that there are clean clothes to eat. Even if you are shopping at Goodwill, I don't care. They're going to make sure that some clean clothes are on them and others. So we do know some people like that. And I'm in the Carolinas, and so our cold is nowhere near northern cold or even Midwest cold as well. when you guys have to operate in negative temperatures. Can you imagine having to operate in the cold? Not just by yourself, but with your child. Not having enough to eat, not having enough clothes to wear. No one's scared, nowhere to protect. You don't know what's going on at night. How is that? This is why we have to be prepared for what God brings into our lives, the people that we see on a regular basis. We have to be prepared because we don't know what is going on with them. We don't want to be in a place where we are taking for granted or we just overlook what's going on. How do you do that? Well, we go. I love how Jesus applied this to it. In Matthew 25:43, he said, "I was a stranger and you didn't take me in. I was naked and you didn't clothe me, sick and in prison, and you didn't take care of me." He said, "Then they too will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or without clothes or sick or in prison and not help you?" Then he will answer them, "I assure you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me either." I am so glad to wear. I am blessed enough, and we all are blessed as a country, as people. We're more blessed than we realized. But I'm so glad that I'm blessed enough to give somebody something of mine, if they can fit it, but to clothe them. That I'm able to give somebody something to eat. Now, I'm not the most blessed or the most income coming in of somebody with it. But we do have to be responsible and understand where we are in our life to know that there are people who are experiencing trauma on that level. There's a place of protection. There's a place of hope. And what we don't want to do is just push people away. We don't want to push people away just because we're uncomfortable. You think they're comfortable not having enough to eat? Do you really think that 12-year-old boy, that 13-year-old girl is comfortable wearing the same clothes every day? Instead of picking on them, have we ever had a conversation? Because it's going to be all about the family. It's not just about us. And I know on this podcast, sometimes we do marriage, sometimes we do individual, but this is more of marriage and family. Why do you say that? Because if there's one person in the family that this affects, then it's about the whole family. I've seen it to where, let's make it practical. I've seen couples where one individual in their past as a child, and I mean from 5, 6, 7 years old, experiencing traumatic experiences, some even similar to this one, to where their spouse does not understand why is it that they are so determined or compulsive when it comes to food to eat, clean clothes, and protection. Because they don't understand from their growing up why it has to be a different way. They can understand it when it's coming down to not having to be so serious, where some things are more laid back, there's a little give and some take. But when it becomes like a behavioral change, when it becomes like there's no bend, no break, like no compromise on certain areas where when it comes to protection, no, I'm going to do it this way no matter what you say. And that those couples struggle in their marriage because there are some issues growing up that they didn't get taken care of. So the best thing to do in those situations is to try and understand why is it this way? Because this is just the first entry level, but can you imagine the impact if this is not you? Okay, let's say this is not you. So let's put this into a situation now. Now you say, I've been with my spouse for 4 years now. No, let's go 10 years now. We've been married 10 years and we have, let's see, make this up. And we have a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old. Been married 10 years and you got a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old, and you come from a middle class home, mother and father worked, and they were at every game and fully supported you. And now your spouse comes in, single parent home, raised by co-parenting, mother and father, just alternated weeks or every other week or anything of the like. And one was six-figure job or making at least, let's just marry, 60,000. And the other parent was making 20. Now imagine them growing up not knowing where the next meal was going to come from one parent, but the other parent had a pantry full, refrigerator full, fully operating washer and dryer. And locked every door at night in a safe neighborhood. And the other parent, you would find milk and yogurt in the fridge, maybe some bread and peanut butter in the pantry. Being in a neighborhood where everybody knew everybody, but you didn't trust them either. And taking care of your siblings too. that person that's not coming from the middle class mom and dad is going to have a totally different outlook on what a home is supposed to look like when it comes to eating, wearing clothes, and having protection, and what it is to feel safe at night. So these traumatic situations that you may have encountered, now you have to bring it into reality and see from the other person's perspective why they are the way they are. But where are the rules, or what rules can be changed? Why are the rules the way they are? Are they for safety and protection, or are they the way you feel in the inside, but you're expressing it on the outside? And it may not be necessary. These are things where you have to be able to sit down and have open and honest conversations with your family. Well, I don't have a family. Well, blood doesn't determine family all the time. If you still have no one, you need to reach out. If you don't have anyone, I guarantee you, you can find a counselor that's just willing to talk. You don't have to do this alone, but I do want to bring awareness to us so that we can understand where we are, what's going on in our life, and how can we keep going? How can we be aware of the trauma that others are going through and ourselves as well? The protection that you need, the clean clothes that you are supposed to wear, the food you have to eat to live. You know, with going with our SEEING acronym, sleeping, eating, and exercising, can you imagine having your life built off of trauma and you can't even guarantee, when you don't have the safety and the protection of knowing food, clothes, safety, and protection, your basic needs? That's very traumatic. And I know this has been a heavy day, heavy with it, but trauma is nothing to take lighthearted. But it is something that we need to be aware of and know what's going on. So, Father, today we pray for those that are experiencing nothing to eat. We're praying for those that don't have clean clothes on a regular basis to find home, to find shelter, to find hope, for you to be a waymaker where applicable, where we find safety in you, to be that strong tower that where there's pride that's hindering people from having this hope, let it be, where there needs to be that person that needs to call, even though it would be a hard call, maybe. But if there's someone that we need to recognize and call our Department of Social Services, where we need to call someone that can help. Holy Spirit, I pray for the confirmation of this podcast to reach the hearts of many and for them to be able to have the boldness to go out and to see who it is that we need to be helping, how we can help. We thank you for every blessing that you have poured out on our lives, everyone that is listening to this. We do not and will not take for granted the power, the blessings, the joy, the benefits of being with you. Lord, I love you. You know that, but I pray, God, over those that are listening to this podcast, whenever they're listening to it, that you do exceedingly abundantly above all that they may ask or even think, that they would be responsible for those in their community and their home. Lord, in this It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to another episode of Hope Wells, Words of Wellness. Have a good one.